Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from PNC Studio. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, Bears facing the Arizona Cardinals this week. What kind of challenge does Carson Palmer present to defense?
Experience and knowledge of his offense, understanding of his receivers and all of his weapons that he can use. But what doesn't he know about the Chicago Bears? He did get an indication of what they're going to be about in terms of defense. But every game, there's a little bit of a tune, a little bit about, you know, a little refining of what you've been doing for that entire time. So I think Carson Palmer is going to go through a real thinking process and what he's going to face with the Chicago Bears. But the Bears have to understand, what is the differences between Carson Palmer and Aaron Rodgers? And I think his athleticism is one thing that the Bears should be able to and hopefully can attack.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball, facing the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I was very impressed, and I'm sure you were too, with the way the Bears committed to the run. Do you expect the same thing? And how much does that help the offense? And how happy were you to see that?
Well, I expect it every week, and I expect it even more at times. Depending upon what your defense offers you during the evaluation period leading up to the playing that game, you're going to get a better understanding as where they are attackable. And if it's still through the air, then you got to do it. But I think the Bears are determined to keep the ball on the ground. You see Matt Forte, you see Jeremy Langford, you see Jacquizz Rodgers. All these guys are big-time contributors. And every time they get a carry in practice or in the game, they're going to get a better understanding of their offensive line and how the blocking unfolds in front of them.
The Bears performed a little bit better than a lot of people thought, I think, in the opener, but yet they still lost. The coaching staff, to their credit, said there's no such thing as moral victories. How important, though, is it going into this game to get a win or at least play extremely well?
You know what? I like the effort that they gave Sunday, but it has to be better this next Sunday. And that's about the process of John Fox and this entire organization, is you got to be better the next week than you were the last. And the thing about it is, when you evaluate the film with the entire team in the room, you can make incredible improvements just by talking about what you see on film. Get a better understanding how a running back should work with his offensive line in front and how Jay should be able to work with his receivers and his protections. That's the great thing about that big eye in the sky. You got to be true about your performance and about what you have to do better the next week, both mentally and physically.
Tom, great stuff as always. We always end this segment with a nice story. We throw a log on fire. We let you talk about stuff. I want to ask you, though, about Arizona's trip to Chicago. Now, they're coming all the way to Chicago. But you made a similar trip, but didn't you drive? Tell me about your rookie season and how many games you played when you were in the USFL.
No. Well, my last game was played in Tempe, and on Saturday night, we concluded the game. It was 107 degrees in July. I went from the locker room to my car, drove straight through nonstop to Madison, Wisconsin, bought a scooter, drove it to Platteville, Wisconsin, and went to full pad practice the next day to start training camp. For me, it's a great memory because having the opportunity to be a local guy driving to a training camp with the Chicago Bears, nothing better.
How many games did you play that season?
40-something.
Wow. Incredible stuff. Great stuff as always, Tom. Thanks. He's there. Mayor, thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.